you.
Oh, it's the globe! It's the Mancast! Mancast! Mancast number two!
Number two. We gotta work on that name.
We gotta work on Mancast. How many names did we come up with today? 30? 40?
40? 50?
We debated.
All day long.
Do
you guys like even fucking work?
So Tex was like, "No, I was well. No, I wasn't.
You weren't working. You were beeping at me all day long, man.
Unfreaking constructive.
We were all
this is a conversation. It just went on and on.
Yeah,
and on.
You know we're podcasting.
This text message hell is what we were in. Yeah. And we still don't have a name. Mancast is not the official name. No, it kind of describes what we're doing.
All right, what's your favorite from the day off the top of your head? Off the top of your head, what's your favorite from the day?
Hot off the grill.
Of
legitimate things that we could actually go with and not throw us in jail.
And to back that up, that's because we do a shitload of grilling and chilling.
That's it, baby.
People have no idea what we just did before.
They don't even know.
Photos. Somebody James.
We were confident earlier that we were eating the best meal within 100 miles.
If not 300.
Or 300, easy.
If not 300.
Well, Greg had the drone on the grill.
Believe it or not. I was joking earlier when you guys were like...
name. What's your favorite of the day?
I know what it is.
Off the top of your head, man.
He kept going.
Go on your own.
I can't believe you don't have a go-to.
Oh, man. Now I'm torn because I'm so mad.
You came back to chicken and beer a bunch of times.
Thank you, baby Jesus, for yoga pants.
Yoga pants, that was good.
Thank you, baby
Jesus. That's so long-winded. That's a long dry mouth by the end.
Yeah, I can't say it twice.
And you can't type that out, because you know what? If you wanted to tweet out any of those.
T-I-B-J-F-Y-P-D-C.
The acronym. We can't even say the acronym.
Was it the marinate?
You like that at the end?
Or marinate.
Originally, you were going with chicken and beer.
I like chicken and beer. Is a good name, and then I think I like Hot Off the Grill.
I like Hot Off the Grill too.
Okay,
Three Men and a Maybe. I still think
you're still pushing Three Men and a Maybe.
You have to understand, he's trolling us right there because he came in and he says because
he wants to pass that maybe around the table. He wants to make sure that maybe gets mixed up.
Brings the people in.
He recognized that it's a shitty name earlier.
I know.
He said he just wants to make everybody feel uncomfortable because he just kept hammering it. Just Three Men and a Maybe.
I recognize the shitty name. I mean, sorry, I never said I recognized the shitty name. That's
Freudian.
But I do like that it makes you guys uncomfortable, and that's why I was hammering home. But still, I think there's a lot of value to this name.
No, I'm not uncomfortable. I just don't want to be the maybe like the whole freaking time.
I'll take the maybe.
As long as there's another guy sharing the maybe, I'm okay with it.
You guys are clearly the men here.
Since we just heard Frankie speak up about his awesome freaking Tom Selleck name, did you go around the room and introduce who's here? Because Frankie's new.
Sorry. You know what? I figured because we're videotaping on Periscope right
now. People can see who we are.
The legendary in the house for the... Is this your first podcast ever?
I've never done a podcast.
He's never done a podcast either.
Podcast, chicken and beer cast, none of that.
Right.
Frankie Gwynn, me, Ryan Cox, Frankie Gwynn, and I... Three of the three legs of organizing the Bikini Speedo Dodgeball
World Championship.
And out of the
three-legged beast.
I've tried.
You've been pushing that World Championship all since the beginning, man.
That's true.
And out of the three of us.
Who should debate you?
No one.
And out of the three of us, Frankie actually probably does the most legwork.
Right.
I probably do the most promotion.
Yep. Right. Well, that makes sense.
And Frankie, all this time,
Ryan's behind the scenes doing.
Ryan does a lot.
Ryan does a ton behind the scenes. Like that can work without all that the planning and the farm component and all that. But I think I just stress the most of the day of. That's probably it. I just run around doing nothing but saying a lot of things
to the podcast.
Thank you.
Everybody had that is probably my favorite day of the year. I would say.
Yeah, it's up there.
It's epic.
Yeah.
It's epic.
Are we going to segue off the name now and just go straight to Bikini Dodgeball? Because I'm fine with that.
That's fine too. Yeah, we covered the name. Well, what are we going to do about the name? Is there going to be a vote?
It's the World Championships. What?
Oh, sorry.
No, we're talking about the podcast.
We should be curious.
I'll come back to that, but we're going to introduce everybody because we should introduce it. James East from Cape Banji Clay is here.
That's right.
And thanks all for everything James been doing with the calendar. We just keep heaping.
We're going for world domination of control of the information, and we are well on our way.
Every day, it seems well, like a new community organization.
And we have recruits happening. I got two new recruits today who are doing their own calendar and just feeding it to me.
Boom.
Wow.
Boom.
Every layer.
Dude, you're a calendar beast.
It's just, and the calendar is freaking cool, man. I go there on a Thursday. It is what I wanted it to be. I go there on a Thursday. I can find out what's happening this weekend.
And we're speaking about the Good Morning Gloucester Cape Ann Arts Calendar, which is morphed into
everything. Yeah, it's not the arts calendar. Everything right now it's called CapeAnnCalendar.com. And you type in CapeAnnCalendar.com, it goes someplace.
Boom.
It goes someplace.
Chakalaka. And we also have Grill Master Supreme, Craig Kimberly. Drone Master, Grill Master, Master of Many. Chicken and Beer.
Masturbator.
Masturbator.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Zen Master.
That's it. As always.
On the same day.
So how are we going to reconcile coming up with a name for this podcast? I still like
it's Oprah's fault. That's the one I was laughing.
It's Oprah's fault. It's funny, but I can't imagine repeating and saying, hey, tune into It's Oprah's Fault. We really need to check out.
Really,
it just hurts to say after the
podcast. Yeah, but can't you imagine funny, during the podcast when you're really like frustrated with something the men have to deal with, and you could just say, well, it's fucking Oprah's fault, man.
It pretty much is Oprah's fault.
I think Oprah's kind of awesome, man. She's done a lot of shit.
She's definitely kind of lifted to the surface a whole bunch of disappeared activities too, like, pop and perceptions.
Like, 8 years ago, that might have been more funny. Like, now it's like, Oprah's not even on television. I mean, she has a
network. Oh, wait. We also had Remember Bruce. That was yours.
Oh, yeah.
And I went Bruce.
And you took it somewhere. That was really good.
Ode to Bruce.
Ode to Bruce.
Yep.
That leads back to,
and then there's also Three Men in a Maybe.
We remember that one.
Lest we forget. Three Men in a Maybe.
We got a lot of Maybe talk with this Bruce. And I think
that's right.
The Bruce Jenner thing is
every time you guys are fixated on a Bruce, he's thinking, I'm not the Maybe today. You guys are talking about some guy turning into a chick.
I still can't figure it out. The whole of Three Men and a Baby. It really just goes back to the movie? Three Men and a Baby?
No. It's kind of playing on a recognizable term.
Yeah. It's saying that one of the men here is questionably a man.
Yeah.
Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah, questionably a man. You're right.
That's why I like that doesn't mean
a
woman. Show.
That doesn't mean a trans. No, that means maybe a boy.
Yeah, it could mean you're a child. I'm a child. You guys are men.
You know, the fact that it's this difficult to understand tells you it's probably the right one.
Well, that's why I like the Dong Show too, because the Dong Show.
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that? That was my Dong Show, man. That's my Dong Show, baby. I'll stand out and give you the Dong Show if you wish.
Here's the thing.
I kind of like that one.
The Dong Show I thought was funny.
I like that Dong Show.
We're gonna get.
But you can't get that available.
No, it's not available.
We're gonna get thrown into a whole different group of podcasts.
No, if it's not available, it's off the table.
I know, but you know how much of the shit was submitted today that's totally not available.
Remember, Bruce.
Anything that has any kind of sexual connotation to porn, guys, got the remains.
Our dicks out at any time during the podcast. I'm fine with that.
They are. You're just trying to get some clarity here.
Yeah, Dong Show. Early. What direction is this going in? I'll throw it right out on the table. You guys want to do it?
If that takes for voting for your name,
are we talking about pulling our dicks out right now? Is that what we're talking about?
I guess I brought
that's not what I expected.
That's where it's going. That's
what I wonder you expected.
It's a ham cast.
It's a ham.
So, Frank and Beans was my first one today. I thought it was kind of funny.
Because
we have food.
We're going to buy that domain easily.
Frank and the Beans.
That's what I'm saying. You can't keep submitting these names that we can't even come close to having these domain
names. Joe's is the best by far.
When we slap the word podcast or cast on it, this could be like.
Oh, Sloppy Joe's? Sloppy Joe's was another one.
Yeah, Sloppy Joe's. Frank and Beans podcast.com.
But I'm not the point person by any means.
I think that. Okay.
I know.
You have that.
Okay. Three Men and a Maybe. I mean, you have that.
I think this is what we need to do. I think we have to go around. We have to think of our favorite one.
Get a list.
And no one interrupt the person. Everybody give their 2 minute elevator speech or 1 minute elevator speech.
How about long why you got elevators for?
A lot of elevators.
I think what we need to do is.
He's the boss.
Put it in a hat. And vote you off the fucking island.
Everybody. Okay, so I'm gonna say mine.
All right, you do.
I'll start. Push. Everybody's gonna have one, right. and you put your pitch. Perfect. All right. So my pitch is for an ode to Bruce.
An ode to Bruce.
Okay. nice. And the reason I say an ode to Bruce is because I think all men can identify, not with going transgender or whatever he's doing, but they can identify with living with, like not particularly living with, or maybe having at some point
being in life, subjected to
of like really high, like he was surrounded, Bruce Jenner, surrounded
estrogen chaos
by maybe the highest high like maintenance women in the entire planet.
Right.
And look what happened to him.
Right.
Completely, I mean, emasculated. Right. Is that the right word? Emasculated?
Right. Oh, yeah. That's a word.
It's funny as hell, but probably not the truth.
Also, it's going to be old.
What's he kind of came? I think he came into that relationship with all that shit.
I think
he wanted to hang out with the girls and just be one of the girls.
He's been that his entire life. He's just not been doing it. Now he's doing it. So that tells you.
Yeah, he was an athlete when he was five gold medals.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, where do you fall on this?
Yeah, I think he's right. I think it's over a long time. I don't think you just wake up and you're like, well, these gals have been gals have been wearing some nice accessories.
I think I want a Gina too.
I haven't seen a good pair of slacks in 4 months.
Wait a second. Did he say he doesn't suck dick, or does he suck dick?
I have no idea.
I thought he said
it has nothing to do, but being transgender has nothing to do with whether or not he sucks at
dick. No, I know. That's the point that I was trying to make.
No, it's a worthwhile question, though. I mean,
I think he came out and said he's not gay.
No, I think he likes ladies.
So he's a lesbian now.
Right. Essentially, if that. Yeah.
So now he's a lesbian. Because you saw the picture on Vanity Fair. He's a woman now.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely she now.
I mean, yeah, it is she. She had panties on, and there wasn't no junk down there.
Frankie's next. Go ahead, Frank.
Oh, we are shifting gears like crazy.
Do your pitch.
I'm going to go with, I like Three Men and a Maybe, and I'll tell you guys why.
Do tell.
Because well, first of all, there's three men here, and then there's me. It was like, you know what? You guys could teach me the way. That's fine. But also, I don't think it pigeonholes us. Anything that involves Bruce, it's like people will tune in perhaps expecting something about Bruce Jenner or some guy named Bruce. It's not even his name anymore.
And Bruce is going to be old news in a week anyway.
You got it. That's all. I think it was old news 3 days ago. But Three Men and a Maybe, it's kind of like, it leaves a lot in the air, and it leaves us a lot of room to work. It doesn't pigeonhole us in any one category. Right. And it also makes everyone uncomfortable, which I think is something to be said for that.
Or did you just start with Frank?
No, mine was an ode to Bruce.
So if there's something you'd not fancy, you should say why.
I don't know.
All right, so you have something adamantly against an individual's.
We all get it. If it makes you think of something we don't think about.
Right. He just said ode to Bruce. He didn't think because it was old news.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be old news.
Okay.
But if I had to say something, if you guys really don't like Three Men and a Maybe, which is fine, Sloppy Joe's, I think, is pretty solid. That's pretty. Because we're always at Joe's place. It's Joe's appointment here. Yeah. He's the one with the cans in right now.
Guys, I like hot off the grill, too. Go ahead, James. You.
All right. I have to give an honorable mention to the last one I received, Testicle Festivals, to my wife. I thought Testicle Festivals.
Aniko came up with
Testicle Festivals, and I think this is a very festive, festivist kind of an environment here. It describes the whole male aspect.
I feel like we should be eating fresh balls.
But my favorite that I came up with during the day was the Dong Show. I think the Dong Show.
Wait.
Even if you can't get the domain name.
So it's not on the table, though, because we can't get the domain name.
Yeah.
Okay. So go
the Dong Show cast. Everybody else here says, we put cast on the end of it, and we can have it.
I would have said if we could have put cast on the end of it, I would go with testicle cast, but I thought that was off the table because we already said that we can't do it.
It's a lot of.
I can't
wait to hear the counter to this study of all the ball talk that we
testicle cast.
Testicle cast.
Your two names have a common thread. I can't quite figure out what it is yet, but they both have a common thread.
It's all about the junk, baby. It's all about what separates us from the other.
I don't mind the Dong Show. I don't mind it. That's good.
The Dong Show.
I would imagine that's been taken by one thing or another.
The domain name exists. exists, but it's not.
Oh, really?
Going, it, yeah, the somebody has the domain name.
Oh, sorry. Right.
But somebody has the domain name, but it's not going anywhere.
Right.
It's one of those. Somebody thought, oh, I'll buy that because why not? Because I may want to put up a porn site one day named The Dong Show, and you know.
You can be a subtitle like you know, rub it, and it gets a lot bigger. We're gonna make it big.
Yeah,
we're
gonna make it big.
We'll make it big.
That's right. That's right. It's all
a little bit of attention.
So the Dong Show. So if we can add cast or talk or whatever the hell, the Dong Show, small letters cast would be a domain name. I think we could get.
I think cast should be out of there. Oh yeah, Dong Show podcast.
But the Dong Show cast, the whole idea of a cast, you know, as a way of repairing broken bones.
Yeah. All right, we'll pass on the cast. So, anyways, I like hot off the grill.
I think it should be hot off the grill. There was that domain.
No, there's
sure was it?
Did you check it?
I checked it. Yes.
Hot off the grill, everything that had anything to do with a grill, I checked. And most of it was bought.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how many cooking shows there are in the world? How many cooking?
Now, we could go straight hot off the grill or just hot off the grill.
Gay hot off the grill.
Gay balls hot off the grill.
Balls hot off the grill. Yeah, testicles hot off the grill.
Testicles hot off the grill.
Oh, wait, I take that back.
the sack and hacky. Sacky hacky. Anyways, I liked that. And I liked, I thought sacky Sloppy hacky Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's.
Because I thought it was a play on what we're doing. You know, having drinks, having a good time.
But we have to come up with something Sloppy Joe's cast.
I like the meat up. Just M-E-A-T. Because we do a lot of grilling. We cook a lot of meat. You know,
I thought that wasn't available either, was it?
M-E-A-T? No, it wasn't available.
You can just...
The meetup.
The meetup I didn't check. Yeah, did you check the meetup?
No, I didn't check.
I thought you checked the meetup.
Somebody
checked the meetup.
You put meetup show, you put meetup podcast. It's a waste.
Yeah. I think you got to play around the website. I don't think that's essential. I think that...
Nobody uses the website.
Nobody's going to have the podcast name, and then we'll get the Facebook and whatnot, whatever. But I think that... You know, it's. I think it needs to be a little more evergreen. That's
you know
why, like,
available
that's why. You know, if you mention Oprah, anybody you know under the age of 25 doesn't probably get that. You know, because Oprah hasn't been on TV in a decade.
That's crazy.
I thought she had her own network.
Yeah, she has her own network. She doesn't have her own show anymore.
All right.
So
is that true? That's a real thing?
Yeah. She has her own show.
She hasn't had a show in a long time.
She did one acting gig since she dropped her show.
Color Purple.
Yeah, that was it.
See what I mean about current and evergreen?
Yeah, you got a
situation.
Right. Yeah, you got that.
All right. Can we talk about...
Let's jump off of this. We'll fix this. We might even put up a poll, Joe.
I got a list of five.
What if we put up a poll?
Let's get
people's opinion, but not make it stone, because we don't give a fuck
about
their
if we had the Periscope, then we could see the chat.
Well, really?
No, we can't. We're the only ones in this room right now. There's no one watching
this. We're solo. This is so you can... Put the link on the website.
We're all by ourselves here.
No, this is great because it gives us a good gauge. We've done 20 minutes and we've lost everybody.
We've lost everybody.
Give us a good gauge of who's actually listening.
We've spent 20 minutes on what our name's going to be.
Yeah. All right. So we got to move on, boys.
What do we think about A, the food, B, the grill?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to talk about that grill. Jesus.
Boy, you know what? I'd like you to talk about this grill because... I am new to charcoal. I mean, I'm a week into charcoal, and I'm loving every part of it. I love the process. I love being out there,
researched,
hanging it out. But
you
I love
very well.
I love you know, you come home from work, you're stressed out or whatever, and you go to the grill, and you have to concentrate on the grill, so it takes your mind off. It's a whole thing.
You love the whole activity. That's awesome.
I do. It is, man. So what do you think about? Now, you've had experience with all kinds of types of grills and smoking and stuff. Like, do you think this is a gimmicky grill, the one that I got, or do you think it's the real deal?
I mean, gimmicky only means if it doesn't work, really. And it definitely works. You know what I mean? I think Stoke's a brand that a lot of... S-T-O-K is how they spell it. I think it's a brand that a lot of people don't know. They don't see a lot. I know that I'd seen it either at Lowe's or Home Depot, because I had gotten a grill for a friend for their wedding, and it was a bigger, a different version of that, had the extension table on it, but it was a Stoke, and I thought it was awesome. Yeah. When you go and look at a grill at any store where there's just, whether it's Home Depot or a grill shop, one thing you got to remember is when they put these grills together, some of these people don't really aren't talented at putting grills together. Everything comes in a box. Mm-hmm. So when you grab a grill or you check out a grill and you want to see how sturdy it feels and everything, you really have to keep into account that grill is probably not extremely well put together. So if I know that's been a factor on a few things I've seen in a store and been surprised. I've learned from putting my own stuff together and from buying stuff already put together. So that's a factor. So sturdy wise, that thing is as solid as a Weber. The grills, man, it comes with
cast iron grates.
With a cast iron griddle. Great. Yeah. That's amazing. I mean, dude, that's $60 worth of cast iron grate. How much was that thing?
$129
Yeah, $130
And those grates were standard. And that was the tipping point for me. A week ago, I had in my head.
So you're gonna get, and you were gonna buy new grates for a Weber, weren't you?
I'm buying a Weber, and I'm gonna, and I did all the research. There's like seven different levels of the Weber. I was gonna get the one that was just below the very top level,
the M class,
and I was gonna get I was gonna buy the aftermarket grates that were $50.
Yeah, like I said, you dropped $60 on. So, anyways, so your grill comes with. Comes with an amazingly heavy-duty thermostat. I didn't look at the bottom to see how long the stem was on that thermostat.
An inch.
That'll determine how far down in that grill it takes a temperature of. Solid griddles on that thing. I mean, that thing is beautiful. And so for people that obviously have never seen one, so you picture the center of the top of this grill, the middle can be attached to a handle and lifted out.
Yeah.
And underneath, you can insert what is a half a chimney. In a sense, when you got your chimney, you put your coals in it. Everyone should have one with coals. It has a chimney built into it so that you can light coals inside of a chimney, then yank that puppy out and drop them, whether they're natural wood or
not. And they pour out the bottom.
And they pour right out. I mean, and it's got the ash catch pan underneath that's grab and release.
It's bananas.
It's got a huge vent with multiple hole variations.
Vent on top and bottom.
Yeah, it's got the bottom and the top vent.
You gotta have
that. It's got sturdy wheels. I gotta tell you, man, that's
so-so.
Nobody's really seen this grill sitting in a store, probably.
That's what I'm saying.
It is an amazing grill.
When I saw it, whatever. People see the video, they'll have to
dump it. Dump it.
But you heard that in the mic? That sounds so sexy. So James didn't get the memo.
Oh, James, you get the phone on.
Oh, the ringer. The ringer.
He's pouring a beer.
Honey, I'm pouring a beer.
What are you doing with that? Awful. I have a 1980s phone ringer.
Oh, no. It's right to the 16, man. It's right on the top.
I got a little drippage over here.
Oh, God. I had a dollar for every. So, yes.
When you get older, that happens, baby.
So, we got after it. Tonight, we had. Shrimp.
Go down the menu.
Shrimp with basted in butter and garlic. We had Craig made. First, he deep fried the wings.
Right.
And then.
No, first they were spiced.
They were spiced.
Rubbed.
They were washed, dried, rubbed. Then spiced. Then fried.
Then we finished them on the grill. Then we made the atomic buffalo turds, which were. There's some type of pepper, spicy pepper.
Jalapeno-esque, yeah. Jalapeno.
Cut in half, filled with cream cheese, wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
With Cajun spices on it, and then grilled.
Yeah.
Put a little lead in your pencil.
Serrano peppers, yeah.
Then we had ribeyes. Then we had corn on the cob.
Grilled corn.
Done.
It was stupid.
Who's living like us?
It was delicious.
It was absolutely stupid.
Adult beverages.
I enjoyed breaking bread with you lads.
Absolutely.
So what is it?
Lads, a nice word.
So what do you what do you think that
lads is going in the name?
What
I'm telling you right now?
Lads.
Something lads.
Something lads.
Drunk something lads.
Aren't all of us? Don't all of us have a little Irish in us?
So you some? Guys all?
Nope. Not just none. Because
not a pinch.
Not a pinch.
I know, I look like he's bullshit.
Canadian.
Oh, Canadian. So you were English. Welsh.
English, Welsh.
Welsh background.
Well, how did you get the Welsh?
I got all of it. I got Welsh. I got Irish. I got Scottish. I got English. I'm like a English, Celtic Welsh, fucking Polish, nightmare.
You two hush. Go.
All right.
So how do... So what do you think... Do you think this was... So Caitlyn Jenner. You think that Caitlyn Jenner was inside of Bruce Jenner 30 years ago?
Yes.
You do.
Absolutely.
Craig does. You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I don't think it happened because of the high maintenance women that he was with.
It's funny. It's a great funny joke.
30 years ago. How old is he now?
60 something.
Yeah. When did he stop competing?
What?
I don't know. I was
30 years ago.
Like 70s,
mid 30s.
Yeah, he was a 70s, early 80s guy.
Yeah, 69. Yeah, 30 years ago. That's in him. absolutely. I think that's stuff that you're born with, and then maybe you're very heavily influenced during your childhood. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, think about it now. It's like any alternate lifestyle, alternative, or whatever they want to call it, you know, LGBT, transgender, anything, 30, 40, 50 years ago, we didn't have these terms. We didn't have this acceptance. We didn't have this understanding.
We had people, though.
Yeah, oh, the people were there, but it wasn't mainstream society. Like, all the TV shows that you know, from Ellen's show to maybe Will and Grace.
Ellen was the one that...
Yeah, a lot of these shows...
She was the one that busted that wide open.
That was not that long ago. How scary is that? That's crazy, right? That was not that long ago.
But, yeah, and people freak... You know, so a lot of groundbreaking's gone on the last 30, 40 years. It's the only reason why... You know, what? So some kid that's 8, 9, 10, or 11 now, or even it's happened younger, I've seen documentaries of it, where kids are, you know, 4 and 5, 6 years old, and,
they kind of know.
You know, they either don't want the long hair, or they want the long hair, they want to dress differently, like, they see and feel themselves as different, and like Frankie said, that's something you kind of born with. So I think he just basically did, like, you know, millions of probably people have done in the past or whatever, is they... go on through their life doing what they're, you know, people are supposed to think they are. Then when he finally which is break, crazy,
and you get
at
back
that
to
age,
what he's supposed to do.
Is that age, and like, just say like the Kardashians was never a TV show, and you haven't heard of Bruce Jenner in 30 years, you don't even know if he's still alive. Okay,
is he a Chaz Bono at that point?
Yeah, exactly. And then all of a sudden, you know, yeah, he's like Dweezil Zappa or something. Like, you don't even, you know, he's somebody that you don't even know exists, and then he does this. It probably wouldn't be as big a deal as it is, obviously.
It'd be a Chaz Bono.
And, yeah. Well, there you go. It'd be Chaz Bono. So, and I mean, that's just that's the way
Chaz
it is.
Chaz got a little press there when
Yeah, Chaz got a little press.
Get awards,
but he wasn't. Well, I think
he didn't get the cover of Vanity.
He also
Fair,
wasn't one
sure.
of the greatest male track stars that was on a that's cereal true. Box.
Also, a little overweight, if you ask
me. A little chunky and smooth.
Yeah,
smooth, right?
Yeah, he didn't have a look.
Yeah, you know, and he's looking good. So, you know,
isn't the bottom line?
I think he's born with it, man. I think that she was born with it.
Is
pause for the.
Yeah, baby. Isn't the bottom line, though, is the guy happy?
Yes.
I mean, really?
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, dude, I can't imagine
sucking a dick. Put it this way.
I can't imagine it.
Right.
But I am all in on some dude that's his thing, that wants to suck a dick.
Have you ever said anything about sucking a dick?
He never said anything about sucking.
No, but like,
Joey's bringing dick sucking into it.
But
the truth is, you're right.
Forget about that. But like, if someone wants to dress and that makes them happy,
right,
if that's how they feel comfortable, you know what? Honestly, God, don't you feel like the certain funkiness and differentness makes it? Like, the world more interesting?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I mean, the fact is that there is a wide gamut of human beings on this planet. But what I, and like you said, I don't care what happens behind someone's closed door. Unless I'm going behind the door with him, it doesn't really matter to me. But the fact that he's gotten this much press is starting to get old for me. I mean, it's like, I don't really, like every time I see it, you know, publicized, I go, you know, I think to myself, I don't give a shit.
The next time, I don't care.
This guy's becoming a woman. He's a has-been athlete that lived with those crazy women.
That has nothing
to do with nothing to do with me whatsoever.
You know what? Exactly. Like, but media-wise, I think he broke down a bunch of barriers, and the next person that wants to do it, it's going to be that much less of a shocking thing.
Right.
So what you're saying is
transgender people won't have to always play junkies on TV. Yeah.
Or any barriers. Just like Michael Sam did in the NFL this year. He was the first outed football player. He outed himself before he was drafted. Same thing, you know. It became sensationalized, and it's
but there wasn't like a Republican senator.
All the shine is going to wear off of that stuff. As far as celebrities doing it, you know,
or
to be celebrities, it's just going to wear off. So, you know, I think that was obviously something he had.
He was on a show that people were watching.
Something
he'd
been his whole life,
weren't they? People were watching for 10 years, going, "That guy's a little weird." I'm interested in the whole show.
Yeah, I mean,
so then it comes out, so now it's interesting.
Yeah, you could see.
I mean, it's not like, you know, Bo Duke all of a sudden came out. You know, Tom Schneider, is that his name? It's not like he, you know.
I haven't talked.
It wasn't like, oh no, it can't be like whatever, dude. That's what you want to do, go do it.
So I have a topic I want to bring up. And this is really revolves around Frankie right now. Because I want to see if this it has to do with age.
Is there a maybe in it?
All right, ready? I got a couple questions for you.
Oh, my God.
Do you own a home phone?
Is
there a home phone that's
a yes. A month ago,
I did. Yes, a month ago we did. But then we dropped out of the Comcast Triple Play. So we don't. It's no longer active. But we did. Okay. I never used it, but we did.
Up until 3 months ago.
Never used it. But you had roommates. It only because you were strange. Only because you were locked in because it was cheaper to actually.
It was cheaper at the time to bundle it. And then after that promotional period expired, it was no longer cheaper to do that, so we dropped it.
Okay.
But that's the reason we
had. How old are you now?
31.
You're 31.
And I live with two roommates.
Judge away.
Do you have traditional cable?
Define traditional cable. What do you mean? Okay, not satellite?
Home box office, Cinemax.
Yeah.
Do you get your home box office?
Yeah, baby. I was there when it started.
Do you also say the national football
league when you watch
football? Do you have like all the channels, or do you just have Netflix and Hulu?
We have as many channels as we can possibly get. I think we recently, with the restructuring, we recently dropped maybe like Cinemax and Stars, one of the other ones. But you can get them all on your iPad as well. So that was a thing. You can't get them on the TV, but you can get them on the iPad.
Okay, so you're still a cable guy. Okay.
Yeah. So we're still paying for those channels. Even though I understand it's just like live breaking news and sports events is really all you need it for. I guess if you want to watch the series as soon as they come out, you need it. But if you're willing to wait 6 months, it's silly.
What percentage of your friends that are your age or younger do you think have still pay for cable and or home phones?
35%. 35.2%.
And they does it come down to like we have plenty of money?
No, it comes down to the people that I know. They're always like, "I'm working, I'm busy, I'm doing this, the other thing," and then I got Netflix. That's all. Netflix is taking over. That's the big thing. Netflix and Amazon Prime. You get those two things. You watch whatever you want. You're taken care of.
Speaking of Amazon Prime, I just put it on the blog tonight. They just put out a 30-day free Amazon Prime video. You can try it for free for 30 days.
Yeah, but then you're automatically signed up.
It's like $9 a month.
No.
I did the same thing.
You can opt out.
And I know, but then it's work. But yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know what? It's a good business model.
Yeah, you guys spend like 10 minutes like clicking buttons.
Yeah.
No.
It's at least four clicks.
It's going to take you at least 10 minutes to opt out.
No, four clicks. It might be four clicks.
No.
But still, the thing is, the Amazon Prime, I did it for the 30-day trial Christmas 2 years ago. And I was like, this is awesome. Everything's coming to my door. 2 days. And then afterwards, I just kept it. But now it's just like you get into a drunk bar conversation. 2 days later, I got stuff showing up at my door. I'm like, what did I order?
I'm a huge fan of Amazon Prime. Have you watched the series Eastbound and Down?
Yes.
Of course. How great is Eastbound and
Down? Wonderful. It's a great series. Great writing. Great comedic acting.
Kidding?
Is this
one of the greatest
shows? So if you can get Amazon Prime Video for 30 days for nothing...
You can binge watch
Eastbound Down. Is it on Netflix? It's only on Amazon Prime.
Sure. I know it's on Amazon Prime. I saw it the other night. You're right.
Can you get Netflix for free for 30 days?
Occasionally.
I've had Netflix for like since it was...
No, I get it too.
What do you pay? $8 a month? $10?
$8.
Yeah, that's amazing. Why would you not do it? Yeah. Silly.
Well, that's the point.
You can split it with someone, too.
$8.
So I have Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Netflix.
And YouTube.
You still paying for YouTube again?
No, but you don't have to pay for YouTube, and you can find a lot of shit on YouTube if you
can also
keep your eyes open.
That's funny. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you're right. You can. They do that.
32%. Like my theory was that anyone under the age of 30, like, would look at any person that has a telephone,
like a home phone,
like hardwired phone or cable, and look at them like, "Are you out of your
fucking mind?
Why would you do this?"
Well, I think, I don't know necessarily because everyone comes from that home. Because everyone under the age of 30 still has parents that are over the age of 30. So they come from a home where they grew up with a home phone. They grew up with a landline. So I don't think it's so bizarre.
People under the age of 20
years.
Every generation or every year that someone dies off is being replaced by kids that won't have it, though.
Yeah, because my roommate's kids, they are 11 and 13, and they're growing up in a home that doesn't... Well, I lied. We just canceled it. But nobody used it. But yeah, they have cell phones. They don't have a home phone.
Well, that could change really soon because I understand that in Brooklyn right now, hipsters are starting to get radial dial phones.
Oh, rotary phones?
Landlines, rotary phones, and landlines.
Is that significant?
It's going to become a very big trend.
Well, has anything hipster become a very big trend?
No. Can it? I'm just kidding.
Amongst them.
Amongst them, yeah.
No, I just pictured that, like, can you imagine, like, 10 years that it'll be cool as shit to be like, oh, dude, yeah, man, we went to so-and-so's house. Dude's got a landline. And when those, man, the things that fucking dials and the buttons. It's going to be huge.
I'll tell you. It will be.
It'd be like having a fucking 8-track in your car.
Craig, how busy have you been with work?
I am backed up with all kinds of editing right now.
Yeah.
I just finished up an episode of Sasquatch Mountain Man that I actually...
Did you shoot it?
This was an episode that I shot in Montana. And it was a... It's called a tanning show. So Sasquatch Mountain Man is a show on the Outdoor Channel, if you don't know. And Sasquatch is Laramie Miller. It's not a Sasquatch, like, Bigfoot show. It's... His name is Sasquatch. So he lives in the mountains. Lives off the mountains. Makes his own, pours his own bullets, kills his deer, makes his own leather, all that shit. So we were showing people how to tan a deer skin hide. So basically from once you kill a deer and skin it, we're showing you from that point on how to turn it into some leather.
Jesus.
So that was like huge, huge show. Just finished that. Now I'm editing another show. It's a mountain lion show with a Sasquatch Mountain Man, Larry Miller. And then I've got a bunch of shows that we've shot already for Monster Fish, Trev Gowdy's Monster Fish. Got some edits to do on that. And now, of course, it's fishing season, so it's like I'm on call. So I've got stuff for Steel, I've got that stuff, and now I'm on call to go fishing at any moment and hopefully going to be doing our first spear fishing episode on a stick boat.
That's awesome.
So, Frankie, So basically, after all that, yeah, you can pretty much assume we'll never see the footage of Dodgeball.
Not for another 4 to 5
That's
minutes.
That's where you were
I would
going.
Imagine.
Yeah. Exactly. You didn't know he was going there.
I saw that coming from word one. I knew that was coming at you.
Open this for
what,
me.
What you all need to know is, I completely respect.
This was about beating me down.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I respect, like, people have to do their job.
Yeah, you got
to
do your work first.
You got to do your work.
Does anybody need a Bushmills at this point?
What's Bushmills?
Shut up.
Oh my God,
Joey! You know what whiskey is.
I'm not. You know that I'm not pressing. I was just joking. That was.
So what was behind your question?
They're just in the dodgeball.
I was joking in a funny way.
When is Bikini Dodgeball video coming out?
Well, everybody.
Where is it in the line?
People want to know. I don't know what to tell them.
I've run into a few people. They've asked. So I think last year or year before, whatever, we did it about what. We already did it at this point, didn't we?
No, it was around the same weekend.
Was it like June, July or something?
Yeah, probably June. It was a warm weekend.
It was somewhere near Fiesta.
Yeah. But even still then, I believe you had done it. I'm just stepping all over your story. I apologize. I believe you had done it. Like you said, I was up late last night finishing this, and it's not completely finished yet, but it's ready for the thing.
But it's ready for the show.
Because you were busy then, too.
True. Well, it's just that everything hits the fan right now for my procrastinating lazy ass. So I would say Bikini Dodgeball this year, by the way, which was one of the more interesting and most epic ones yet.
It turned ugly for a little bit.
It got a little ugly, which made for great reality TV.
Great theater.
Real reality TV. Great theater. Blinded by the White. Somehow, someway. Three-peated.
Three-peat.
Hat trick.
Unbelievable.
So we had drone footage. We had extra cameras. We had extra GoPros. We got a lot of footage. So it's going to be the best. I, for one, like, I do all kinds of different crap all the time. I'm extremely proud.
So I'll be able to watch it in my flying car?
Yes.
Good.
That's about the same time that we rent. But I'm extremely proud. I'm extremely proud of Bikini Speedo Dodgeball video productions, no matter what, just because it's something that I've never seen anywhere else.
Yeah. When are you going to get editing staff?
That's so they're my so they're my absolute favorite thing. Like, I think it's just so cool, man. Yeah. So this hopefully will be the biggest and best. And could we shoot for July?
I don't think there's a problem with that. People were asking me 2 months ago. They were asking when's it coming up.
We just had it 2 months ago. It was April.
I know. But that's why they were asking me 2 months ago, because they were really excited. But no, I've stopped getting the
it's
questions.
It's better to let them wait a little while anyway.
Yeah,
so, so they forget it. They almost forget that it even happened, and then all of a sudden, bang, it's right back in your life. And you're thinking, I mean, you get like a second chance at it.
So the immediate days afterwards on the blog, there's like other people shoot video, and that stuff goes up. There's like 685,000 photos that go up. Yeah. It's saturated as hell right away. So it's great for that to fizzle out.
That market thin out.
It's,
yeah.
You know, it's like, it's. I look at it like, I mean, this is like shooting a movie.
It's really
I go around and I do on-camera stuff. I talk to people. I do interviews. Shoot all kinds of different angles. Shoot a lot of stuff for slow-mo this year, which will be a new thing you haven't seen as much of. And this is like a movie in a sense that there's the production time, then there's the lazy producer-director time that doesn't have time for it, and then there's the edit time.
Mm-hmm. Is that the guy that texted all day today, like names for
I was not
the
editing
show?
Today. I was
all day.
I was working in the
and I got a chime on my chime on my phone every 3 minutes for the entire day, and 90% of the time it was either you or Joey.
Or Frankie.
Frankie was in there.
I was only saying gay stuff, though, so it was not gay stuff.
Yeah, if it wasn't gay stuff, you backed
off. So, yes, Joey, answer your question. I'm very busy, and I will have that damn movie out by July. Boom. Right. Next question.
Nice. I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot.
That's good. A lot. By the way, fascinating job you have, Craig. It is it's fucking interesting, man. Makes me feel really just depressed about
Sasquatch
life.
Thing I love.
No,
you're out there. You out there finding Sasquatch?
I thought he was out actually filming Sasquatch.
That was for work.
How long?
That was to escape.
How long were you in Vegas for?
I was there for 3 days.
So where did you stay?
We stayed at the Luxor this time. Last time we were at MGM Signature.
We used to call it the Suxor.
It did not excel. I will say.
Really? He's called the Sucks.
It's not terrible, though.
It's not terrible. They got Carrot Top there.
So they've redone some stuff. But dude, we were there like eight, nine years ago, right? And a bunch of friends were staying there. They called it the Sucksor. And it was like a glorified Holiday Inn or some shit. They were
That's a great way of putting it. It's a glorified Holiday Inn. But, I mean, what do you really want?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, how much time you spend in your fucking room in
Vegas?
That's
the thing. How much time you spend in your room? You're sleeping there.
You know,
it stinks a little bit because you get a further walk to get up to like the main part of the strip. But, yeah,
they,
right.
I mean, they get that little train thing that comes through there and stuff.
Yeah, I never took that once, the monorail. Yeah.
So what were you doing in Vegas?
I was just there with a buddy. We went to see
I thought you said work.
No, no, I went work the week after, but that wasn't work. That's why he was trying to make a point by saying, you're doing that for work. No, it wasn't work. That was the escape. But we went to see UFC 187, Anthony Rumble Johnson versus Daniel Cormier. It was good. It was good.
Wow.
I've never seen a live UFC before.
Never seen it. I haven't either. I've done
it. It was, I mean, I will say that where our seats were, we're up in the
upper
deck.
I used to be a UFC fighter. UFC fighter.
You were. I know you. Brian shoots him a lot. But no, we were up in the upper deck, and it's kind of like a lot of the time I'm like, well, I'm actually watching the screen instead of watching the thing anyway.
It's a better show,
but just being in there with the energy of the crowd, the electricity, it was.
You could feel it kind of like a awesome hockey.
And you had an excuse to go to Vegas.
And it's an excuse to go to Vegas. Thank you. And then we saw Penn and Teller the next night, my buddy and I from college.
Now,
how was
Penn and Teller?
Those guys are smart. They do a smart show. They do. It's like a magic show, but still, they're not like trying to fool you by saying this is Matt. They do it with kind of tongue in cheek, and they do it with a smart sort of spin. There's social commentary involved in it. Those guys are good.
Are they at the Rio?
They're at the Rio. Yeah, it's not hacky at all. They
don't
do
it that forever.
They're good.
They're skilled.
I got mad respect for Penn and Teller.
They're awesome.
I mean, they're
coming to New York this summer, I think.
Yeah, they're the.
How about Bill Burr?
The champions.
Do you like Bill Burr?
Oh my God, I saw him. He was in Boston
last couple weeks ago.
Yeah, May 10th, I saw him. He did a week at the Wilbur, and I saw one of the shows. It was awesome. He's unbelievable.
Who did you go with?
I went with a friend.
Oh, I would have fucking loved to see it. Like, I listen to his podcast. I'm like huge fan.
Oh, dude, I should have called you. I'm so sorry. But here's the thing. I couldn't find anyone to go. It was sort of a last minute friendly.
I want to throw up right now.
It was a last minute friendly because the show that I went to, he did a week at the Wilbur. The show that I went to was Sunday night at 9:45. Would you have been able to go to that, or you got to get up at Monday?
I could have totally done that, Frankie.
All right, Craig. I'll keep you in mind.
Me too, by the way.
It was so funny.
Bill Burr, I would have done.
Yeah.
Just to see Bill Burr because he's so huge right now.
Yeah, he's big.
Do you listen to his podcast?
Yep, I listen to some of his podcasts. Yeah, absolutely.
Monday Morning Podcast.
Yeah, he's great.
Fuck, he just tears. No filter, zero filter. He's one of the few comics. So you're into comedy. Frankie's into comedy.
I'm a comedy nerd. Yeah,
he's a comedy nerd. Now, how do you feel about these comics that, like, you know, it was always like these comics could say the most inappropriate thing ever, and that was their job to kind of try to make it funny and stuff like that. Now you have comics that get taken to task for not being politically correct, and their whole job is supposed to be not being politically correct.
Yeah, I don't think it's really affected him too much.
Oh, wait a second. No, it definitely has. Like, Gallagher? Like...
Were you reciting Gallagher?
Dude, it's like... No, whatever. Wait. No, he said some things, like, you know, he said the, like, nigger or something like that, and was taken to the fucking woodshed. And, like, you know...
I mean, that's particularly, like, that's a one in a million, like, things. Like, most comics don't need to say nigger like that, you know, in a sense. Like, so if he just, like... He's not a guy that's he's not Chris Rock. He's not dropping, you know, me and my niggas went got a sandwich. So when he says, if he says, like, you know, I don't know what context it would have been, but I don't know. That's like Gallagher saying niggas.
There's
like,
a question there for you. That's I don't think a white guy should say that word, period.
Man, you got to add that.
He should. Why do you need to say that word?
You can have the most...
Oh, one of my best friends...
Best hood card
was a black guy, growing up. And I was in his wedding and everything else. And, like, I used to say to him, my nigga. Like, joke, you know, like, hey, that was our greeting.
Right, well, you had an intimate reason to say it.
And he'd give me a hug. And he'd give me a hug when I saw him. And we, you know, like,
my nigga, look at you like you're crazy.
And, like, you know, but, like, if someone took that out of context, they said, Joe Shavataro said the nigga word. Yeah, he said it lovingly to, like, one of my best friends.
Right.
We have unbelievable admiration. We have unbelievable admiration. Right. He's not offended at all. He's, like, smiling at me.
But that was between you and him. It wasn't a public display. People that
get you and get it, understand. It's always washed as a term of endearment. You know, where any black dude could say to any black dude is a term of endearment, yo, what's up, nigga? What you doing? That's my nigga, blah, blah, blah. It's like saying homie or my boy or 10 other things.
Back to the 70s.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's
term of endearment.
It means different. It just depends on your relationship with the people you have around you, when and where you can say it.
Yeah.
You know, and it is entitled to, you know, other people more than you. But, I mean, you're allowed to say it. Only in those contexts, like I think you said it in.
Yeah. I think it's a paradox word because you and your boy get it.
Does everybody else
get
it?
It's an expression that means homie, friend, good fella, whatever. It's also like one of the biggest insults you can say to a person.
I think there's certain people that go out of their way to get offended.
Or to look offended. That's throughout any broadcast or throughout any popular culture that happens. And I think when you came back to the original question, you mentioned it in comedy. I think comics understand that the free speech thing is pretty important to their job and to what their job is. You come to a comedy show, you're coming to laugh. You're not coming to get offended. And if you are, you're in the wrong place. So I think they kind of band together. They stand up for each other. I don't know if it affects anyone that much. If it does, if it is affecting you, you might maybe you just it's comedy's not for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Well said. Thank you for real that.
Over there.
Boom.
Well, he pulled that together.
It was going off the rails, boys. Real quick. N-bombs dropping left and right. I ducked for cover. My pit helmet on. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Craig wanted to talk about the state of the Red Sox.
State of the Red Sox.
Let's do that.
Dem niggas been sucking.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God, dude.
Sorry, folks. I'm going to kill you.
Periscope is lighting
but
up.
But don't they people pretty much... Don't, I mean, I'm sorry. All right, so anyways. Not being a funny guy. Red Sox... Speaking of funny, it's a crazy season, man. You know, the way they set up this team was we were supposed to be some sluggers with mediocre pitching that was supposed to come in and save the day just enough to get it done. Apparently, this isn't working out. It's a bad situation.
Yeah.
And they've had some bright lights. They've had a few, you know, good games recently. But I think right now it's like, It's crazy to me to see an organization go from the worst to first to worst to first, back and forth. Like, most teams struggle and fight up the chain, you know. And actually, the Sox did that for like 86 years before 2004. But to see, I mean, it's awesome, by the way. 2004, 7, 13, whatever. Win a lot of, I mean, that's awesome. You know, win a lot of trophies, that's great.
Mm.
But... The past 3 years of up, down, up, and down is beyond fascinating. Like, how does that happen? Like, you know, how does a team... are they building such a team that you know, they either swing for the fence or they're sitting at the bottom, and that's just the way they roll. You know, is this a math game? I don't know. Are they doing the money ball thing? I have no idea. But I'm fascinated that it's gone like that when predominantly we have the same cast of players on these teams. We have the same four or five superstars, and we've juggled around a few Johnny Gomez's or whatever, but ultimately it's like, what's going on? You know, we seem to manage to get a pennant, and then we seem to, like, forget how to play baseball. So I don't know. I'm confused with the Sox, man, because
I think it's amazing.
I love the boys, but what the fuck?
I think expectations are out of control. I don't think it's like football where you can actually, like, coach your way and play your way to a championship. I think there's so much gray, black and white, you know, gray.
Do you guys remember when the Pirates were the team to be beaten?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I'm
right. So the way it works is every now and again there's magic that happens with a group of individuals.
Oh, wait, that was last year, actually. Pirates made it. Right, right. Yeah, I remember that.
What I'm saying is that, you know, like, out. You know, it's, you know, sports is like...
Yeah. I just had a hunch you were referring to the Roberto Clemente era.
You know what?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw Roberto Clemente.
You make a great point, man.
I met the guy as close as I am to you.
You make a great point. And I lost track for a moment.
It's such a freaking, you know, crapshoot when you're going to get the right combination of people operating at the right way to become, you know, champions.
The absolute best of
champions. Something. We're talking about champions. We're not talking about like a single guy, Bruce Jenner, throwing a javelin or whatever. We're talking about like a group of people that all have
He's
to
actually take the javelins now.
Perfectly.
You make a very good point.
I mean, you know, I mean, the odds of it that you're going to ever find, I mean, that's what makes it all so amazing, is that you get this group of people that click.
So you just
and they bring it to a
James
championship.
James just busted me getting caught up in everything that is New England sports. You know, in case people don't know, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I'm not a fucking New England Patriots fan. This is going to hurt a lot of people.
Are you a Pirates fan too, or
no? I'm just
Steelers.
Steelers.
Just to be a contrarian.
Another podcast.
No, it's
a. But I'm a Red Sox, Bruins, and Celtics fan to the core.
Contrarian.
And I do support and go to Patriots games, but Steelers fan for 25 plus years.
Are you a fan of alleged rapists?
You can't. Hey, that's a different podcast.
I said alleged.
Oh, pick a team. Pick a team.
Stay on course, because James is born in Pittsburgh. So anyway.
I said alleged.
But you have pointed out a point. What I'm saying is I have been caught up, and I just realized that I've been so caught up in this New England mentality of championship.
Right.
You know, we've watched Brady absolutely and Belichick dominate the NFL for a decade. Mm. I mean, if it wasn't the Steelers.
He is getting kind
if it wasn't
old.
The Steelers. Or,
if
it wasn't the Steelers or the Patriots going to the Super Bowl, you know, all you heard about was either, you know, the Broncos or the Colts or something. It's like, there's not many teams have dominated the past decade. Then they win all these pennants in baseball. Then they win all these championships. And the hockey team, you know, was it 2011?
Don't talk about hockey. 12? Hockey's a different story.
It's the freaking title town. Brady's got 4 out of 6.
Right.
Fucking title town.
Right, it's true.
I've been washed up in that mentality that we're supposed to win.
Mm.
You know, and even though
most people watching sports, no,
yeah, but
you know,
not many towns
live through the curse. You
New
know
York
what I mean?
Is
I mean, they, you know, they know.
So yes,
they waited for
Red
years
Sox,
and years and years
Red
through
Sox
the curse
need to
just to watch them
track.
Play the game.
Frankie Gwynn, you brought a folder.
Yeah, no, I just printed out some things that made me laugh.
Oh, why don't we go through a few?
We haven't really had any lulls, but sure.
Here's a segue.
We've dropped too long. Sorry.
Right, what's so in your folder,
Frankie?
Frankie's folder.
If I don't mind playing producer for a minute, not producer, but if I don't mind directing the show, taking the wheel, this is fine. Give me the stick. All right, so this made me laugh, this article. It made me laugh and made me think as well, because at first I didn't realize this could happen, but this is a thing, and I'll get your thoughts. So here's the headline is, Twins have different fathers. New Jersey judge finds in paternity case.
Say,
so basically,
what
happened in this suit? I'm reading from an article here.
Some chick got gangbanged.
Girl, well, you're jumping ahead. You're putting the cart ahead of the horse. Yeah. Not necessarily. But so this New Jersey, and it doesn't have to have happened in New Jersey. Just because it's New Jersey doesn't make New Jersey people bad. It could have easily
it's all right.
It could have just as easily happened in Florida. But New Jersey. So basically, there was a guy who had twins. He was a father of twins, and he took a paternity suit to court and said, "I think I'm the father of one of these kids."
Well, the fact that is pretty fucked up.
They don't mention that in the article, but the fact that he was like, "I need to raise this in a suit." So they did a paternity test on these two different twins, obviously fraternal twins, not identical twins. Different fathers, two different fathers. So this is amazing, amazing. I didn't even know this could happen. The girls have different dads. Yes. They don't give a lot of. They don't give names. They give the basic details. But a DNA test shows that there was
a mess.
One, he was certainly the father of one twin, but wasn't the father of the other. This can happen, I guess. It can happen certainly in one night. It can also happen within.
So, like I told you, we are related.
Well, I knew we were related, but that's
funny. But I don't know so there's actually a punchline at the end of the article, which is very funny. But before we even get to that. The article can happen when the woman has sexual intercourse with two men in the same menstrual cycle, and two of her eggs are fertilized separately by each man. This just makes me scratch my head. It makes me wonder. It makes me think.
Boy, eggs are just pouring out of her.
Yeah, she's rocking eggs.
Sometimes women have a menstrual cycle and only one egg is involved.
Right. Is this where Joey realizes he's doing editing on the show?
Yeah, we're gonna have to take this out. But so the funny thing is, so obviously it's funny to me when I was reading it because I'm like, well, there's obviously something visually different about one child than the other. But the kid is going, the guy's right, going, this other one's definitely not mine.
What's this Oriental kid doing? That's not my kid.
Right. So he's obviously going, he's scratching it there. But at the very end of the article, it says the judge ruled that the man owes $28 per week. So it's actually quite funny.
Wow.
And he sued because he went from $28 from $76 a week to now $28 a week.
That's so he wasn't doing shit anyway.
That's money saved right there.
Twins have different fathers.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's one of the man conversations is that guy's
a winner.
Guys like that need a smack, and that's it.
He's obviously involved with a gal that might have a little bit of a loose moral, some weak moral fibers, a poorly set moral compass. But
yeah, next, Frank, you definitely got some action.
Frank, you got a stack. You got a Manila folder.
Frankie's stack.
Frankie's Manila folder.
Frankie's folder. What's up?
This one was fun. I like lists. I'm a fan of lists. And this one kind of fit with the whole theme where I know we like to eat here. So, six of the worst chain restaurant meals in the U.S.
Ooh.
Worst.
Calorie-wise. What do you think?
I know calorie-wise is the chili cheese fries from, was it the Outback?
Yeah. I don't know if this is an official list because even they jump up and down with the
thing. What's the worst?
They don't mention the Outback, but I have seen what you mentioned there. Okay. Let's see. We've got IHOP's chorizo fiesta omelet. It just sounds terrible. It sounds like diarrhea. So just the omelet is 1,300 calories, but with pancakes and a couple of spirits. I guess there's pancakes involved in this omelet. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's right. There's pancakes.
1,990 calories meets the daily requirements of 2 days' worth of saturated fat with 42 grams. Now, there's a place called Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
All right, well, I want to track it down. They've got something called the 3-meat plate. It's got Polish sausage, pork ribs, and beef brisket with a side of fried onion tanglers and mac and cheese, plus pickles, onions, and a 32-ounce sweet tea. This is all you get.
Jesus.
Plus
onion tanglers.
That's it. You love it, right, as being from the South? Yeah. Plus, you get all-you-can-eat soft-serve ice cream after or during or before, whatever you want. This isn't including the all-you-can-eat soft-serve ice cream because that's infinite. But 2,500 calories with 49 grams of saturated fat, 4,700 milligrams of sodium, equivalent to 3 Big Macs with 5 vanilla cones.
We are the diabetes nation.
Yeah. So this one's here close to us, the Cheesecake Factory, and I kind of want to try this meal now. Louisiana Chicken Pasta, 2,370 calories, 80 grams of saturated fat.
What? I've eaten that.
You've eaten it?
Yeah.
Good for you. How did you find it on the giant encyclopedia of a menu?
I don't have a calorie calculator on my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I order a meal, I just enjoy the hell
there,
out of it.
So, there are.
I mean, that's why James cut his hair off.
I don't think I finished it.
That's why James cut his hair off so he could lose weight.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, it's apparently just
true.
I did the same thing.
You're supposed to joke on this thing. You're not supposed to bring real truth to the thing.
But wait, have you eaten this?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Parmesan pasta with Parmesan crusted chicken. That's all it is. And it's Louisiana chicken.
It's a lot of pasta and a lot of cheese.
Oh my god,
this a lot of cheese in there.
Yeah, it's certainly a lot of cheese. Sonic, we got Sonics here. The pineapple upside down master blast.
I want that.
I like it. They start with going this as a dessert.
Rip down the list. Let me hear it.
This doesn't qualify as a meal, but when you consider it's supposed to follow a meal, that's pretty insane. 2,020 calories.
Oh, for dessert. For dessert.
This is a dessert.
Or a drink or whatever the hell that is, right? Yeah.
It's pineapple upside down.
Pop to it.
Blast. Red Lobster. We don't have Red Lobster right here because we have actual lobster.
It's like,
no, because we got Captain Joe's, baby.
Yeah, but you get stabbed in the face if we had Red Lobster.
So I think this didn't make that original list where you've got the cheese fries just because it's a mix and match thing. So
we got Niles Beach.
But they, in this article, chose Parrot Isle Jumbo Coconut Shrimp.
Baby.
Walt's favorite shrimp and shrimp linguine Alfredo accompanying a Caesar salad, French fries, and Cheddar Bay biscuit. 3,600 calories.
Awesome.
Fucking biscuits are so good, though.
Insane.
They're so
good. Sausage and gravy.
Absolutely insane. No, I said the cheese fries thing because I had done a video about 7-8 years ago on America's most fattening whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Dish.
I've seen that, though.
And it was chili cheese fries, something or other from
because it was 2,000-something calories.
And I stood in front of a gymnasium workout place there and made people eat them.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
But this makes me feel like I was full from tonight's dinner, but now reading through this list, I don't feel as full.
How many calories do you think we ate tonight?
I don't think we broke 2,000.
1,000 apiece?
Maybe
1,500 apiece?
I want to point out that if you can't see, Frankie's in the best shape out of all of us, by the way.
Semi-regular basis?
Well, it's only because I'm the maybe.
Frankie's in a maybe shape.
I'm in a maybe shape.
Being the most questionable and shit hot.
You know what I mean? We got shit to do.
I'm ducking dicks all the time.
All right, handsome. Keep reading.
All right, last one is the Steak and Shake, which we don't have around here.
We don't, but I heard it's awesome.
It is pretty good. I've had it in the Midwest. It's a 7x7 steak, burger, and fries. And the note here is that it's only available from midnight to 6 a.m. So it's
guaranteed that you die before you get home.
They're eating it at the right time of day.
Yeah, it's 1,500 calories, 1,570.
That's not bad. Compare some of those
sweet Jesus.
Yeah. But I guess the fact that it's available from midnight to 6 a.m. only is pretty funny.
Freaking believable.
I don't know. I like lists. I enjoyed that list.
I like that. Good job, Frankie. Yeah.
Got stuff.
Frankie's got lists. That's what's saying.
Frankie's folder, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Regular feature.
We got that.
Come on, what's
the weekly?
I got a lot more. We got
Frankie's folder. Well, give us one more. Give us one more.
All right.
Pick the best one, though.
I'll pick the best one.
Pressure, no pressure.
All right, this one's pretty funny.
Frankie's best folder.
Okay, so you guys, you know, everyone, this I think it's something everyone can relate to. Maybe especially you Gloucester folks. You have a few soda pops at a bar. You got to drive home. You're a little worried. Like, what do? What's the biggest fear anyone would have, right? You run into a DUI checkpoint.
True.
That's terrifying. That's a terrifying fear. You're like, what am I going to do? I'm a little buzzed. I'm running a DUI checkpoint. So, Somerset, Pennsylvania, there was a guy who was driving home. He was so drunk, he got the great idea. He's going to set up his own DUI checkpoint.
His own.
His own.
To combat being set up by one.
His name's Logan Shaulis of Somerset. He's 19 years old. This kid's got balls. He pulled over, parked his vehicle diagonally across State Route 601, and set up road flares. He had road flares in his car.
Right.
I love it.
4 a.m. on a Saturday morning. A motorist who stops says Shayulis claimed he was a trooper and demanded to see a driver's license, registration, and insurance papers. So he set up his own.
He was so drunk
that he set up his own. I'm going to stop some drunk stop.
He set up his own DUI checkpoint.
How did it occur to him that this was going to get him home without getting busted?
I don't know what you guys are closer to. You grew up closer to Philadelphia and Pennsylvania than I. I don't know.
Wow, you're looking at me and James.
I'm guessing PCP. I'm guessing PCP. That's all I got for you.
So this question is funny. This point is funny. This sentence: when real troopers arrived, police say Shaulis tried to hand a BB gun pistol to the car's passenger and said, I can't get caught with this.
His biggest problem.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not sure if he handed to the trooper's car passenger or if it was the car that he had currently had pulled over.
Somebody was with him. So this is this guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, granted.
Yeah.
But there was somebody with this guy.
Yeah.
They said, yeah, okay, pull over and let's park diagonally. Who was that freaking guy?
4 a.m. on a Saturday.
That stayed there. You get out of the car and you stick your thumb out and you get the hell out of Dodge. You don't hang out with a guy like that.
I say, let's have a little cheers to this kid, because this kid's got balls.
Yeah, balls.
He's 19 years old. He's got a good life ahead of him.
Set up his own DUI stop.
His own DUI checkpoint.
Which I still can't wrap my head around. All right, Joey, what do you got?
Logan.
Joey was facing out. Did you see that?
Talk to me.
Did you not like that?
Don't be fading on me.
He was facing out. He
fading on me.
See, the thing, I gotta get up at 3
o'clock. He gotta get at 3 o'clock in the morning. What time is it?
Fuck, get to sleep in.
So let's wind this thing up. It's 10 o'clock.
No, we got all kinds of time, baby.
We got an hour. We're going an hour. Are we hitting time?
I'm saying right now, as far as adult beverages, that this may be a record per capita that's around this table. Yeah, and nay.
Really? How much we drank?
Yeah.
What?
No, we got so blotto the morning of the bikini thing, the night before the bikini thing. Please, this is like a quarter of that.
That's true.
I don't even have a buzz yet.
I wasn't even there, and I believe it. Wait,
Chris DeWolf knocked out a 12-pack at the last minute.
Are you guys going to the Magnolia Art Show?
No, I'm going to Harvard, going to the Special Olympics this weekend. I'm missing so. There's so much going on this weekend.
Are you competing?
The Floating Lotus is opening this weekend. You got the Magnolia Art Show. I'm competing at the Special Olympics.
Thank you for humoring me.
Yes, I am. It's the thing.
I hope you take over the call.
It's this thing. Actually, the funny story. I got a good story. My son Yanni's in the Special Olympics. He just took 2 golds in the regionals. But the first gold he took was when he was a young kid. And it was a wheelchair race. Mm. And he was in a wheelchair because he had a bad hip. And he had hip surgery, blah, blah, blah. So they fired the gun. And all these kids are sitting in their wheelchair at the line ready to go. And he got up out of his wheelchair and ran.
Well, that's awesome.
And the other kids in the wheelchair were, you know, bumping into each other. Like they got like, you know, they got maybe 5 feet, and he was 50 yards done.
He said, fuck it.
Took some gold, and they gave him the gold, God bless
him. Oh, that's amazing, yeah.
So, yeah, so that was his, so this year we were very pleased that he was actually running against other people who could run.
There's no question.
Dude was in a wheelchair race and said,
yeah, he got up and ran. He left his wheelchair like behind him. So that's what I'm doing this weekend. I wanted to go to the Magnolia Art Show, and I'm kind of sorry I'm going to miss that. But
you're going
to
be scamming.
One day when I put that in the movie, people
I'm going to be doing the best I can to scam the Special Olympics. All right, let's give it that. I'm also a chaperone at the dorms. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm in it.
Keep that hanging peg to a minimum.
I'm in it deep, baby.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
So, Joey, I got to ask you.
Go ahead.
You used your grill for the second time tonight.
Yes.
Grill.
You did all this research. 30, 40, 50, 60 hours of research.
More YouTube than anybody's watched this
video on the planet. Everything I could consume, I consume. Go ahead.
You've gone from a gas grill to a charcoal grill.
There it is. There's the question right there.
How do you feel right now? I should really ask, how has your transition gone?
Yeah, Caitlin.
And how do you feel about it?
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes I think everybody here, we'll go out once or twice a month for an expensive dinner. Like, the cost of that grill was
bucket change.
Yeah, I mean, it was like one big night out. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
done. 4 people paying for
two
people going.
Done.
So, I think I said this already, but it's everything.
But now that you have this meal, the second meal.
I mean, dude, it's unbelievable. I can't even, I don't know, I can't put into words. I think if everybody had their druthers, they would own a gas grill and a charcoal grill.
I think that's the ideal.
I totally understand. I when you get home from work, you have to be out in an hour. You got to do something. You don't have the time. Like, if I was a regular guy that worked like 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and then had weekends off the whole time, I would that's all I would cook on is charcoal.
Right.
Because you're not
or even the end of a beach day.
Yeah. And you know what you need to point out is that you use the cowboy charcoal, the real wood charcoal, which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And if people don't know, it burns twice as fast. Oh. By the way, it burns very fast and very hot. So if you start a batch of that and then you dump it on a bunch of regular coals or more charcoal coal, cowboy charcoal coals or real wood charcoal, you're going to have an amazing fire for like an hour. So it's what we did tonight. We added those coals and dumped it. Very huge fire, tons of heat, doubled it real quick, cooked all kinds of meat on that thing. It's actually, just like Eric said in the last podcast, it was like, We're talking about 5 to 10 minutes difference between gas and charcoal being ready with a chimney. You got a built-in chimney, so it made it that much faster. So that was amazing. So the cowboy charcoal.
What's the hurry anyway? Chimney,
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, sometimes time.
Joey has to get up in the morning. That's the hurry.
You know, but I tell you what, man. Now I'm jealous because my smoker's at my aunt's house and my gas grill's at my house, and you just sat here and made this amazing meal on this charcoal grill.
I did nothing.
It was absolutely.
Hey, yeah, man, you and me. We
oh, James, you helped me like this.
Did an amazing
James,
job.
You did the.
But you know what? I washed the dishes. Isn't the process?
For me, the process is like you. No matter how stressful your job is, you get home. And you light that thing up, and you know you kind of have to pay attention. There's all the strategies, like put the coals over to one side, leave one for indirect heat. Like there's all different type of like.
Doesn't it touch your soul? Don't you feel like it's an excuse to be outside, standing by your grill, cooking on fire? Doesn't it make you feel good? Like I love it.
What's more important than that? Stand outside, being by your grill. Done.
I know. I'm with you guys.
I absolutely love it.
And I like to be able to turn the burners on after a long day, beach day, whatever. I like to be able to turn the burners on, throw the meat on, and start eating. I like to have that cooking device.
I love the gas grill. All right, I'm going to jump in here and cut everything off real quick.
There it is.
So this week, James was there. We had a very fortunate, awesome event to attend at the studio.
Here we go, Joey.
Where we celebrated... Joey Shimitaro, Good Morning Gloucester, Joey is nominated as the Small Businessman of the Year for the Chamber of Commerce. If I'm labeling that correctly, tell me I'm not. If I'm not.
Small Businessman of the Year, yes.
Yeah, so.
It doesn't mean he's a small man. It means he runs a small business.
Exactly, because he's a giant.
I had to ask that question.
Huge. You say it's huge.
Congratulations, Joey.
Joey, just for the record, Joey was constantly says, "If it wasn't for the team, it's not me, it's the team." I just want to say for the record, fuck that. I walked into Joey's office several times over the last couple of years. And at first it was like, "Hey, I think we should do a GMG show, blah blah." Boom, it happened. Because of how Joey operates with other people.
Right.
I said, Joey, you know, I wish there was a calendar where I could just go to and find out what was happening this weekend. Boom. It happened.
Boom.
He doesn't fuck around.
Affect the city.
He's not a fuck around kind of guy. So the award that you got, you fucking earned because that's the kind of man you are, and it makes us that kind of men, and that's what makes us good men.
Exactly.
I said it out loud, said it semi-publicly.
So what happened the other night was just nights away from where we're at right now was the Gloucester the Chamber of Commerce giving respect to where respect was due, and Joey, I got to tell you, man, it was an awesome night. The studio put on an amazing event.
The food was unbelievable.
When you got, I've never been to any event, wedding, whatever, where anybody walks around with a tray of mini lobster roll sliders.
Yeah. That was your dirt that we're going
and
around.
You know what? It was a buttered roll. Toasted. And lobster. That was it.
Toasted.
There was nothing else.
Did it right.
It was a butter toasted roll and lobster. Awesome. So anyways, sushi, fried calamari. The food was phenomenal. I got to talk about
those little hot dog things were good, too.
Yeah, because the food's more important than Joey. Anyways, the little hot dog things are good. Anyways, the food was fucking awesome.
Right.
The staff there is ridiculous. And they put up the most class act, great evening that we could have ever imagined. To honor you, by the way, my brother, who just... absolutely has changed the fabric of this city. And so it was really cool to see you get respect that you deserve, because I know you don't like that bullshit. I know you don't like being on that stage where people are staring at you and all that stuff, but it was well deserved, and it was awesome to finally see it. You have a little bit of moment just for 5 seconds, and your speech was phenomenal. I'll download it off my phone. People can see it. It was really cool.
You know,
see, there goes humble man coming in.
No. It's all good. But honest to God, and I can't say this any more clearly. if it's just Joey Shimotaro doing Good Morning Gloucester, I believe that I could do a very, very good job. And it would be a very good blog, a really good blog. The reason that I got this award is very clear, is because it's an awesome blog, because we have all these dedicated people that are pulling in the same direction for positive, for good, and helping people. And without them, it's just another good blog. There's only one Good Morning Gloucester. And the reason why it is head and shoulders, and I am not like, well, I'm not being humble right now, because I honestly believe we kick fucking ass.
Yeah, we do.
And it's not just because, it's not because of Joey Shimotaro, it's because of Joey Shimotaro plus.
Yes. Right. I'll give you that.
And everybody else.
And this award
that is totally into it. And dedicating every day, hitting their post, staying positive, like staying out of controversy and just having fun. And
that's besides them talking the N-word earlier. The controversy thing's out the window.
But when everybody's pulling in the same direction, it's the simplest story of all.
Yes.
When you got a bunch of people pulling in the same direction, having fun and making the light work of a big thing, then that's when these things accolades come, and they have to put a name on it. So they put Joey Shimotaro. It's a team award. Really is a team award.
Absolutely. And that's
a leader right there.
That's kind of you. Now, Joe, you pointed out something when you were giving your speech. Kind of you. when you were giving your speech, you know, to the crowd, thanking them and that sort of thing, you mentioned a few things that you know, a lot of people probably don't realize. One of them is the intense amount of work that it takes to do what you do down at the dock, you and Frankie.
Oh yeah,
you guys. Yeah, that was. Anybody that's seen you dump, you know, a 50-gallon bucket of Menhaden or whatever bait you're dropping on the floor, shoveling
a 55-gallon.
Yeah, 55-gallon drum. Anyone seen you sling these? It's as backbreaking as I've seen any work ever in my life. So you do. You do one of the most back-breakingest jobs I've ever seen. Then you go up the steps, you hop on your computer, and you start banging out content.
Yeah, but that's the cathartic part.
I'm just saying, you're going on 10 years in. That's fucking phenomenal, dude.
But that's what keeps you sane.
What keeps you sane?
The creativity. If it wasn't for the creativity, I would go nuts, because the job is so monotonous.
So you gotta. What I'm asking you is your drive. So you obviously have an urge to create.
Yeah.
You have to create.
You guys know what it's like.
You're facilitating.
You know what it's like, right?
Yeah. You're facilitating.
If you're not pushing the boundaries of some project at Cape Angie Clay, do you feel like you're depressed a little bit?
I do what I do for a living because there is no answer for what I do.
Yeah.
There is no scientific process for what I do. I have to recreate my process every day.
So what you've done is you've created a magnet of a group of 15 to 20 like really creative people that literally relay, reflect, and smash all kinds of content out there for people to find out what's going on in the city. You've become the unofficial, official website of Gloucester. Like, if anyone wants to know what's going on in this town, that's
right. Well, now, with the calendar and everything.
I believe that's definitely true, though. I believe that's true, and I can be humble on what it's supposed to be humble.
Now the numbers support that flat out. That's a mathematical fact.
Are you as excited right now as say year one?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, see, and here's the thing: like, we don't do it for awards, but but the recognition and the reaffirmation of what you're doing. Yeah. And there's certain parts of the blog that give you feedback, right? Comments from people,
right?
Right, positive. And then
make comments, people.
You're walking down the street and someone says, "You know something? My father's in Michigan, or my dad's down in Naples, and he listens to it every single day. And I love the podcast, because we don't get the statistics on the podcast, and it drives me crazy, because I know like way more people listen to it than we get feedback on
the podcast.
But you know, it's so rewarding. Like, and I'm gonna tell you, the number one rewarding piece, the creative, being able to be creative and push boundaries is awesome. The number one creative piece is the friendships you make, and like, it's not even, it's not even, and nothing else is within 100 miles of that.
I mean, this room.
I have a thing to say. I have a thing that, you know, I have people that come into my shop sometimes, and for me, I never seen this person before in my life, but for them, they recognize, they know me. They you know, they've heard me talk before. They've seen me here, there, blah blah blah. And so for them, there's a level of intimacy at the first meeting, and that's my favorite part. Is that expanded level of intimacy amongst a community of people that otherwise wouldn't have that level of intimacy, and it comes from a common source. You don't get that randomly, haphazardly. It has to have a, you know.
Do you feel like I ever? Do you feel like I ever put pressure on you guys to, like, you know?
Oh yeah.
Don't I always? Do you think that though? I mean, do you ever feel pressure?
You know what?
Don't I always say, like if it's not fun, just stop right there.
I need your pressure when you give it. I love it.
Yeah, but
when you say I need something, can you get this? Can you go get this? I love that shit.
It's not often that I say I really.
I know you don't do it often.
I feel an
obligation to put out. Here's the thing, man. I'm like, you know, man. I'm the worst of all the content contributors.
Well, when you bring it,
the rest of us call you random boy.
I don't post. I post whenever the fuck I want. Right. Unfortunately, and a lot of times it's like a live thing. I try to do live blogging is kind of where I'm at.
Can I show me how to do that live?
You know, but I'm not. People don't go at 2:30 to know they're going to see my stuff. You know, so I'm the worst. So I'm not really a factor. But I don't feel any pressure. I feel pressure only because. I want to put up great content.
I don't get it from Joey. I get it from Donna. Yeah.
Anyways,
she says to me, "I never missed a post."
Here's the thing: you got a crew.
She's amazing.
You got a crew from Donna.
Well, that was the gauntlet.
You got such a great crew, and these people are. In case people don't know, man, the dedication these people put in is absolutely freaking
from start to finish on the blog.
It's unbelievable.
Start to finish on the blog, I think we've had like probably a total of 20 contributors, maybe 23, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And out of the 23, I think there was only two or three regrets that, like, I probably shouldn't have. Shouldn't have brought them in. Like, but everybody else was.
Well, that's not bad odds.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. You know, like, the people weren't in it for the right reasons.
I hired and fired people for a lot of years. 20, you know, three out of 23. Those are pretty good odds.
Yeah,
I got to say before we cut this topic short real quick in this podcast, probably
the Love is that, Joey
is,
Fest
is that the Love
the
Fest.
The
is
Love
that, so
Joey.
When I came to visit my aunt before I moved back to New England, back to Massachusetts, when I came and visited, I think 5 years ago or four or 5 years ago now, my aunt had told me about the blog. She's like, "Oh yeah, this guy Joey's got his blog," and I'm like, "What the fuck's a blog?" Work for a website. I don't even know what the hell, you know. It's totally clueless about the impact that this type of thing can have. Went online, looked at it, looked at the content, scrolled it down. I'm like, wow, a lot of things going on. These people are cool. Maybe I'll do a video. I sent Joey email. Then I jumped in a car with Tony Gross, who's one of the lobstermen who sells you lobster, and is also a good family friend for a long time. Took me down, dropped me off at Joey's, get out of the car, walk into Joey and Sons, look up at the window. I'm like, "Hey, what's up?" He's like, "Hey." Joey yells down, "Come down." He's like, "Hey, man, who are you?" I'm like, "Hey, my name's Craig." But he's like, "Oh, you the guy that just fucking, sent me an email or something?" I'm like, "Yeah." "All right, get in the truck, let's go." He throws me in the truck. He's like, "Get in the truck, let's go.
We got work to do, let's go."
He's like, "Gotta drop some lobsters, let's go."
Yeah.
"You want a coffee? Let's go." So we jump in the truck. I'm like, "Holy
shit.
That's
what I'm talking about, man."
Like, Tony disappears. I'm like, "All right." This dude just hijacks me, throws me in the truck. Let's go.
In, baby.
Takes me down. We're dropping off lobsters, picking up coffee, talking. He's like, "So what do? You do video? Blah, 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 blah." I'm like, "Yeah, man, I love video. Oh, yeah, you want to do this? Yeah, Greasy Paul." We start talking. Before I know it, like, you know, I'm filming and editing and dropping videos all within like 6 hours at a time.
And dropping off lobster.
You know, like I'm working for the newspaper. I'm like, oh, there was a parade this morning. And I edit that bitch like so fast. Joey's like, oh my God, this guy's he's shooting and editing videos in 6 hours. It's just so like, fun. Videos are flying. And then he realized that's not reality. That's never going to happen again.
And then it happened the rest of your life.
He got me hooked. So I said, you know what, man? I really want to move back to Gloucester.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you,
we get that
a huge part.
See how many people move back? Do you know how many people move back?
A huge part of me moving back here, Joey, and I will tell you right now, was the family that you immediately
remember
gave
Joe,
me.
He's talking about sucking dick
through the blog.
He's been about to suck
your dick. You know, your sister, your mother, everybody that was the blog and your family. So many.
It's family. No, really. Like everybody.
My family base was huge.
You're right.
And then I moved here, and it's like, well, you know, I got like, you know,
everybody in the
people
group.
People come to visit me and are amazed at the amount of people I know.
People
and
I've don't only lived understand. Here
4 years.
People don't understand or, you know, like how much years. We all hang out, like behind the scenes.
Yeah, we're beeps, man.
And, you know, we're like right. Like having cookouts, like you know, three or four cookouts.
Yeah, they only see the occasional live blog. They don't see the whole shit. Yeah, that's the truth.
It's all good.
So yes, congratulations to your ward.
To and us,
thank you team, for being a part Bradford. Of me being here.
Well,
huge part.
Thank you for, dude.
Hey, Joey. Joey, thanks.
Thank you, Joey.
You're a good neighbor.
I'm putting in the egg. Music already.
I'm fading.
Ah, bye, Joey.
We love you, Joey.
Love you, Joey.
We love Joey.
I'm just kidding. I don't really want to love you. I know I don't want to. That's a lie. Not that I would. You're a nice guy.
That's it, baby.
Mancast number two. We gotta come up with a name. Help us out with a name.
It can't be Mancast after this soppy shit we just went through.
I pay for the bed and never even slept in it. I pay for that crib and never stepped foot in. And now somebody else is eating all the pudding. Things change, now my dashboard wooden. All black Benz like a young Doc Gooden. Dark shades cause I'm stone crazy. Girl, we grown, stop playing on my phone, baby. All your childish attempts to make me angry fall short, which only fuels the rage you had because you had